At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Well, welcome to The Best Football Show. I am Brian Baldinger. I'm your host at Baldy NFL across all the social media platforms. And this particular show can be downloaded on your free Odyssey, from your free Odyssey app. And you can follow it, like us, comment. We'll take all the advice we can get. We're trying to grow this as we get ready for NFL 2025. But we've got news. We've got real news. There was a couple quarterback battles in this league this summer. One has been decided as of this week. And today is Tuesday, the 19th. But Shane Steichen has named Daniel Jones his starter, not just for now, for the season. Like, he came out and said, Daniel Jones is our starter for the season. Anthony Richardson is the backup. He's seen enough. Now, we have seen these two quarterbacks in preseason games with limited snaps. But Shane Steichen sees these quarterbacks every day in the offseason, training camp, the meetings, and he has decided that Daniel Jones gives them the best chance to win football games. And so it's kind of interesting because I think, you know, I don't know what play it was in the first preseason game with Anthony Richardson did not see on a scat protection the weak side end coming right at him and plant him and dislocate his finger. Like, he didn't see it, but he has to see it. He's in charge of the protections. I thought it was a big moment. Now, I don't think that decided things, but I think after a whole offseason of going through the installations, understanding protections, who's hot, all the different things that you have to know as a quarterback, he failed. I think it was the opening series. I might be wrong, but I think it was the opening series of preseason he failed and then had to come out of the game. Like, I thought that was a telltale sign. Anybody that understands any protection, even from my era, scat protection, the back free releases, somebody comes, that's what you have. You have a hot read right there. You throw it to the back, you have a hot read. And he was looking the other direction. Didn't even feel it, didn't know it, didn't see it. Like, you can't do those things at quarterback. And I know Anthony Richardson is young, and I know you can't be afraid to make mistakes, but that was a basic protection. Scat protection is day one installation. You have to know when it's called what your options are, depending on what the defense does. They're going to dictate what you do. I thought that was a telltale, but Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback. We'll see. Like, he's had issues. Like, I want to like Daniel Jones, and I do like his toughness and his athletic ability. And we both went to Duke together, and we forged a little bit of a relationship. I don't text him, you know, during the week or anything like that, but I see him. We say hello, we're cordial. I saw him last year when Minnesota signed him. on a sideline late in the season. We were talking about things. So he's had issues just getting things out on time. It's been his biggest issue. Does he see it? And when he does see it, can he just pull the trigger? Can he just play fast? It's been an issue for Daniel. Now, he gets a fresh start. That's fair. Shane Steichen's a good coach. So he gets a fresh start in Indianapolis. He's got himself a nice tight end, you know, in Tyler Warren. So I'm excited about what has happened. But this, I don't believe we'll see Daniel Jones, probably not even Anthony Richardson this week in the final preseason game. I think Daniel Jones can start getting ready for the season and the season open right now. I will see the Indianapolis Colts week four this year for national radio in Los Angeles against the Rams. It will be a good test. That's a good defensive line that will be coming after. Anyways, that's that. On to other news. The Cleveland Browns, no surprise, have named Joe Flacco the starting quarterback in Cleveland. Like, you know, he's the old guy, but he's the new guy. And it's interesting because I thought they drafted a lot of new young talent that's going to play a big role for this team. Two guys are starting right away on defense. Mason Graham is starting looked like left defensive tackle. And then Carson Schwechinger is starting at inside linebacker and probably will. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing he's going to wear the green dot. He's going to call the defenses. It looks like Jim Schwartz trusts him immeasurably. I saw the Browns last week they scrimmaged the Eagles 2 days last week, Wednesday and Thursday at NovaCare. I saw them on Thursday. So I was there for the whole practice and then after the practice, and I got a chance to talk to a lot of the guys, talk to the owner. They need a slot defender real bad. See, they lost Martin Emerson Jr. In fact, it was like basically 3 weeks ago in training camp. He tore his Achilles, you know, and that's a guy that when they lined up with Denzel Ward, Martin Emerson Jr. and Greg Newsome, they could play man coverage with the best of them in this league. And it was a big part of what Jim Schwartz wants to do. So now you lose Emerson, okay? And now you play Newsome instead of the nickelback. He'll go outside. Now they're looking for a nickelback. They may be combing the wire. I don't know if their nickel is on the roster. They got guys that can cover, but that nickelback has got to be able to tackle because teams that tackle the nickel, like if you look at Taron Johnson in Buffalo, he's their nickel. Like he is great against the run. He just knows how to play it. You're sort of a tweener. You're a cover guy. You're a box linebacker. You're a blitzer. There's a lot of things you have to do. It's a separate position. And I don't know that the Browns have that guy on the roster. Now, two guys that they're incredibly high on are the two running backs they drafted. Now, Quinshon Judkins just got cleared of wrongdoing this past week. I don't know what the league is going to do. I think he's free to practice right now. I know they are incredibly high on him. If you look at, you know, the two Ohio State running backs, it was Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins, and they were both pretty interchangeable, and that's how they won the national championship. Travion has been awesome for the Patriots. First time he touched the ball, he went 100 yards for a kickoff return touchdown, but he's been really good. Scored a touchdown straight ahead last week. But they really like Quinshon Judkins. They also like Dylan Sampson. So those are two backs they're going to count on, along with Robert Ford and other guys. But they were really counting on those two backs. And just talking to Dylan Sampson, you know, he's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He had to go to Tennessee. So there were some things like you think the guy from Baton Rouge with his talent, he just goes straight to LSU. Well, he ended up going to Tennessee and played well. But they're excited about those two backs. And, you know, I talked to all the offensive linemen. You know, Ethan Posick, Joel Petonio, Wyatt Teller, Jack Conklin. You look at DeJuan Jones. Like if they play well up front with Flacco, I think their offense can be pretty good. I'm not down on Cleveland the way some people are. That's a lot to ask Joe Flacco to be the 40-year-old quarterback, but he looks good. Like I saw him, he took most of the snaps in training camp and in the scrimmage against the Eagles. He must have taken at least 2/3 of the snaps. Now, I haven't mentioned any of the other quarterbacks, because Flacco is the starter, and I honestly don't know how you rate Shador, Dylan Gabriel, or Kenny Pickett. Pickett hasn't played. All right. He's been on the shelf with a hamstring injury, but they traded for Kenny Pickett. They gave up a draft pick for him. Dylan Gabriel played really well at times against the Eagles on, what was it, Saturday. But he also, you know, threw a terrible interception. But I don't know what Deontay Johnson was doing on the play. Two receivers were in the same place. It was an ill-advised throw. I didn't see the receiver make great effort for the ball. And, you know, the Andrew Mokhubo, you know, intercepted and took it back for an interception. It can happen to anybody. And then there was a fumbled snap between exchange between him and the running back. Is that all on Dylan Gabriel? I don't know. He seemed to overcome all those things and still played pretty good. Had a lot of completions, moved the team. I don't know who the backup is. I don't know that Cleveland knows, to be honest with you. Like Shador, like he's got an oblique injury.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. Did it happen in the weight room and then it got exacerbated like on the practice field last week against Philadelphia? I'm not sure. But those oblique injuries, like there's not much you can do. Like you only know when it's healed, when you know you can throw without pain and there's no chance that it can be re-injured. So it's a dip. So I don't know how much time he's going to miss. I mean, they can ask Kevin Stefanski every day, like, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And I don't think anybody really knows. So, you know, so like all these quarterbacks, Pickett, Gabriel, Shador, all had a chance not to just maybe win the backup job, but maybe push Joe Flacco for the starting job. I don't know. It looked like Joe was the starter all along, and that's fine. But he is 40 years old. And so you have to have somebody to get ready. And I don't know that Jimmy Haslam, the owner, or Kevin Stefanski, the coach, or Andrew Berry, the general manager, I don't think if anybody knows in Cleveland who the backup to Joe Flacco is going to be week one when they play Cincinnati. I really don't know. So those are two situations where we know the quarterback, you know, situation. And we know a lot more about the Cleveland Browns. Like, I think they're going to be better than they were last year. They played four quarterbacks. They've been doing that now. I don't think we can count on Deshaun Watson. Like, I don't know what his status is, if he's going to get healthy and if he's going to enter the fray. I honestly don't know. I don't know if they know. I don't know when he's going to be clear to practice. I think that Jerry Jeudy is a real number one wide receiver. Like, he's a deep threat. And look, if you got Joe Flacco, I mean, from the day that I was breaking him down when he was at Delaware, the first thing you noticed was his arm. From the day he started as a rookie for the Baltimore Ravens in 2008, you talked about his arm, winning a Super Bowl, the whole thing. His arm does not look any different. We have seen, guys with great arms, guys like Brett Favre's arms kind of go on him. Drew Brees, their arm kind of goes on him. Peyton Manning. Like, I can't honestly say, watching Joe Flacco throw the ball, that his arm has weakened or deteriorated in any way. And I think he's smart. I think he knows the offense. I think he's been there. He's back. Stefanski is still in charge there. It's still basically his offense. If they can run the ball, they've got a good tight end, in Joku. They've drafted some young guys. Cedric Tillman is a big guy that can be your X receiver. I don't know. Deontay Johnson, he's just been bouncing around this league. I'm not sure what they have there. DeAndre Carter has played for different teams in this league. They look like they're just guys. But I think it's going to start with the run game, the screen, the play action passes, getting the ball down the field to Judy. And then, look, Jim Schwartz. I saw Jim last week. He won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. And he was a big part of it. They need depth. I think their strength is their defensive line of the whole team. Obviously, you heard last week Jordan Mailata, talking about Myles Garrett, saying he's just an alien. And in some ways he is. And so now you got other guys, Alex Wright looks like he's probably going to start opposite him right now. Isaiah McGuire is a guy that could come off the edge. They've got guys, whether it's Shelby Harris, Malik Collins has bounced around this league. They've got guys inside. I think they've got some rotation guys right now that they can get after the quarterback, play their man coverage. But Schwesinger is a guy I think that we all have to pay attention to. I think that guy, in his first preseason game, he had seven tackles like in 13 snaps. Like, he was everywhere. So that's Cleveland. The way I stacked this division up as we started talking about the AFC North, like, Baltimore to me is the clear-cut favorite. Just watch out for Mike Green, their second-round pick, from Marshall. Like, he's being coached by a great pass rush specialist coach. Just pay attention. I don't know that we're going to see him in the last preseason game, but I mean, he's going to rotate in. He's going to be a factor, probably play, probably play a good bit as they rotate guys. But Baltimore looks stacked to me. Pittsburgh defensively, we saw the young guys go out there and play. Y.A. Black, Warren. Like, we've seen the young guys play. Peyton Wilson at linebacker. We haven't seen any of the older guys on the team. We haven't seen Aaron. We haven't seen Jalen Ramsey. We haven't seen Slay. A lot of old guys we haven't seen. But the offensive line and young defensive linemen all got a lot of work. And I think you're going to see Jacob Johnson. I think you're going to see this young player, out of Iowa, the running back Johnson. I think you're going to see a good player there. Won't even surprise me if he starts in front of Jalen Warren and just use Jalen Warren in the role that he's been. But they've been drafting really well. So I got Baltimore, followed by Pittsburgh, followed by Cincinnati. We watched Cincinnati last week against Washington. Joe Burrow takes him on, two touchdown drives like he did the first game against Philadelphia. He looks sharp. Defensively, I don't know. Like the Commanders did whatever they wanted to do on the run on the ground. I know it's preseason. I'm not going to go crazy, but Al Golden has his hands full. They look like they have the same issues that they have been having defensively. And just changing Lou Anarumo and replacing him with Al Golden, and there's no Trey Hendrickson. I know Shamar Stewart was drafted, high. We'll see. Sometimes defensive linemen need a redshirt year to figure things out. Sometimes they don't. I can't tell you about Shamar yet and what he's going to be, but they're a long ways away from being one, defensive end away from being a great defense. I know that. So it may be more the same as they open up against Cleveland week one. Remember, Cincinnati lost to the New England Patriots week one last year. It was a shock. So, but anything can happen week one around this league. But defensively, they still have their hands full. And then, I rounded out with the Cleveland Browns, and we'll see. We'll see what a 40-year-old Joe Flacco can do if the old guy doesn't look so old. this year. If that's the case, like he did 2 years ago when he won four of his last five games and got the Cleveland Browns into the playoffs. I talked to Joe. He looks spry. He looks fresh. He looks like he's having fun. That's the AFC North right now. Baltimore is still the team to beat. And this has been the Best Football Show. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I'll talk to you real soon.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.